This week, the de Blasio administration made several announcements to show it is moving the city's police department in a new direction. On Thursday, the mayor said he's taking steps to drop the city's appeal in the federal stop-and-frisk lawsuits. And Friday, Police Commissioner Bill Bratton said he's changing how the NYPD deploys new officers. WNYC's Kathleen Horan has more.
Operation Impact floods high-crime neighborhoods with rookie officers. Much of the criticism comes from the fact that these officers can be overzealous and their inexperience can lead to problems. Commissioner Bratton says that's in part because rookies are overseen by too few supervisors.
It ended up with an unintended consequence that a lot of the controversy around stop, question, frisk seemed to center on the activities in that operation.
He says it will be better to broaden the experience of new cops by putting them in offices, radio cars, and most importantly, having a better ratio of seasoned officers to rookies so their training can continue out of the academy. In a statement, the union representing uniform officers, the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association, said it supports changes to Operation Impact. Quote, "It resulted in many of the problems we're now in the process of solving," unquote. An experienced officer I spoke to on the condition of anonymity says overall he thinks the rank and file will welcome less aggressive tactics.
And I think everyone in the police department right now is aware that change is coming, and they're kind of looking forward to it, but they're kind of sitting on the sideline waiting for the dust to settle, and then they'll make their decisions about, well, okay, you know what? This is a good thing.
Bratton says new training and assignments will begin when the next class of recruits enter the academy this summer. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horn.